Now, what does it mean to be the salt of the earth? Salt is used for flavoring. In order to be the salt of the earth, we must flavor everything we touch with divine love, our practice, our homes, our daily contacts. Let us flavor them with this precious salt, the flavor of love. Jesus knew the value of salt in daily living. He was the great metaphysician, using salt in metaphysics, because he knew in cooking everything would be tasteless without salt. You are the salt of your day. Salt every incident of this day with the true flavoring of love. Salt is also used to preserve. So let us salt or preserve this day in reality. Let us drench everything in salt, the flavoring of love. We cease being the light of church, the salt of membership, the moment we feel we must do this or that. Why are we so egotistical to think we must run to the committee or the board? Why not be quiet and know, and let the mind that is God express itself? This association is the salt of the world. It has not lost its saltness. It is the light of the world. It has not lost its glowing. So let us watch and pray that we have not lost the salt that flavors good humor and goodwill. Joy and gladness should characterize our meetings. Note, part of the address seems to be missing at this point. Mr. Steeves next goes into a summary of the entire address, including chapters in the textbook not covered in the above text. We have seen now that every chapter, irrespective of its name or heading, is the practice of Christian Science, the practice of the one mind, called prayer, the practice of the oneness of principle and idea, the practice of the indivisibility of being. How could healing take place if a practitioner here was knowing the truth for someone over there? The practitioner becomes the patient the moment the call is accepted. At that moment, the Christ office defends itself against the evil suggestions. At that moment, we will not be made to forget nor neglect our duty to God. All the practitioner really does is defend himself. He does not try to change a patient's thinking, does not try to do anything to the patient, and the best practitioner is the one that can slam the door so fast that he will not permit the patient to stick his foot in it. By that I mean on the telephone. When the telephone rings, have your armor on before you pick it up. Don't sit down and say, "Brother, what a mess." So in Christian Science practice, we are constantly defending ourselves. We have had the preface, and we have seen the sustaining infinite is big today with its blessings. We have seen that the human mind is not the factor, and then that marvelous thing came forth that the healing is the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality. In other words, from the standpoint of the God principle, we have seen the impossibility of the problem asserting itself. Be as alert on this as you can. It is called preventiveness. The therapeutic we have proven, but the preventive should be our medicine today. In the chapter prayer, we have seen that Jesus prayed. He withdrew from the material senses to refresh his heart with brighter views. Isn't that a marvelous definition of prayer? He withdrew from the material senses to refresh his heart with brighter views. Then we have seen that true prayer is the oneness of Father and Son. And Mrs. Eddy says that prayer is not to change perfection. She says prayer is not to tell God something, nor do we stand before the blackboard and pray. We know from the standpoint of the all-knowing mind the impossibility of there being a problem. Then we come to the chapter on Atonement and Eucharist. We did not talk on Eucharist because it is simply a Greek word which means thanksgiving. So you see, when you have made your atonement, you will always have Eucharist because you will have thanksgiving. Atonement is simply the living of the oneness. When we came to marriage, we saw love wedded to its own spiritual idea. We brought on the wine, the inspiration. We saw the bride and the bridegroom from the glossary. We saw that even what appears as human marriage must be kept in heaven, the oneness of the presence of love. We have seen that both male and female are one. We are neither male nor female because of organs. We are male and female because of quality. Permit your womanhood to come forth and your manhood to come forth. See male and female one, principle and idea one. In Christian Science versus Spiritualism, it has been so clear that Mrs. Eddy started it on identity to show us it is always mind, God, identifying himself. Then we have seen that there is no medium, no avenue, no channel, but it is always the Father saying, "Look, Son, I am." And we saw that the symbol is not a medium. The symbol is simply an indication of the presence. We saw that the rose, the flower, is a symbol. It is not a medium for the beauty. It is not a medium for the purity, not a medium for the immaculateness. But we have seen it for what it is. Your leader says, it is a hint, a symbol. It is not a medium. For if it were a medium, you would have pantheism. Christian Science denounces pantheism. We saw that there are no mediums for happiness. Personality is not a medium for happiness. And personality cannot interfere with your happiness, cannot give it or take it. Your happiness is born of truth and love. Animal magnetism unmasked, shown for what it is, negation, nothingness, only from the standpoint of the revelation of God's allness. Then we took science, theology, and medicine, and saw how our leader has put the leaven into the three measures of meal. And we saw that science is divine because it proceeds from principle. And we have seen how our leader shows us that it is the sovereign ever-presence, God, with us. And we are demonstrating science, not faith in God, but science. In theology, the only priest is the spiritualized man. We have seen that the only church proceeds from principle, since the only thing possible concerning church is grounded on principle. Jesus asked, "Whom do men say I am?" They said, "The Christ." And Jesus said, "Upon this rock this church shall be built." The Christ of everything. The Christ of all. We saw medicine is mind. There is no such thing as objectified medicine. We took the term back to God and left it with God, and from now on we know that our medicine is perfect God, perfect man. This is your medicine.